Hello.
Hello, my name is Crochet. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, I got online, I seen where you get a, send $2.95 and you get a mixer, stand mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to know why they took $7.95 out of my account, bank account, and then they took $56.95.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
46514.
46514?
Yes.
First and last name?
That's Martha Young.
Can I have your address for security purposes?
My address?
Yes, ma'am.
707 Sunset Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay, I have your account. Just waiting for it to load up.
Well, I'm looking right at it, and it says a stand mixer for $2.95. There's no mention of any other charges.
Okay. It shows right here that you've entered to win a kitchen. Let me see. On the 12th of November, you've entered to win a kitchen set.
Oh, it says so.
And then you're supposed to call within 48 hours to cancel that card. If you don't, they're going to automatically sign you up into a membership. So that's why they rebuild your card again. They rebuild your card again.
Well, they don't tell you that when you go on there.
Yes, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions.
No, not on the computer. It's not.
Okay, ma'am. So what I can do is get that canceled for you.
Get what?
Get it canceled.
I'd just like to somebody to explain to me, am I getting a stand mixer or what?
Ma'am, you've entered to win the stand mixer.
All right. Then why did they take all that money out of my checking account?
You're supposed to call within 48 hours, ma'am, to cancel your card. You're supposed to call within 48 hours to cancel your card. If you don't, they're going to rebill you. So you didn't call within 48 hours to cancel your card, so that's why they rebilled you again.
Well, they didn't say anything about calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
no, it
ma'am.
Didn't. It did not say one thing about calling.
Okay.
Now, I think y'all kind of cheating people. They took every penny I had out of my account, and nobody told me anything about calling or anything.
You're supposed to read the terms and conditions from when you've entered.
Well, I did, and it didn't say anything about calling. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay, ma'am, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to know if I'm going to get a stand mixer or what.
You've entered to win the stand mixer, ma'am. You're not.
Well, I don't understand why they took the damn money out of my account. Because it did not say anything about calling.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but you're supposed to read the terms and conditions.
Well,
and it clearly says that you're supposed to call. Ma'am? Hello?
Like I said, it didn't say anything about calling. Well, I can't get in it, so.
You want me to get that canceled for you, ma'am?
Get somebody for me, because I want to know if I'm going to get some money back or if I'm going to get a mixer or what.
No, ma'am. The prices are valid because you're supposed to call within 48 hours to cancel your card, so they won't rebill you again.
Well, like I said, it didn't give me no phone number to call. I read it. I've done everything it said, and I did not see anything on there that says anything about calling.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but you're supposed to call within 48 hours.
Well, how in the hell am I going to call somebody when I don't have a number to call? You tell me that.
The number you're calling, ma'am, is us now.
Well, I didn't know that because it didn't tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can all you want, but I'm going to sue somebody. I'm going to get my money. One way or another, I'm getting my money. Now, this is ridiculous. You're cheating people. That's all I got to say. If I don't get something for that $69 or whatever it was, $56,
yes, ma'am. What I can do is offer you 35% back of this charge.
The $7.95 I don't care, but the $56, it took every penny I had, and I'm not getting anything for it.
Yes, ma'am. I can offer you 35% back of that charge.
35% ain't much.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm sorry the prices are valid. And all I can do is 35% of their charge.
Do you have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am, I do have a supervisor.
All right, can I talk to him?
Yes, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor, and I can give you full refund back.
That's fine.
And you still want to get that canceled?
Are they going to send me or give me my money back?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I don't need to talk to anybody as long as I'm going to get it.
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you... let me get your cancellation number, and then I will get your refund back into your account. Well, let me get your refund back into your account first, and then I'll give you your cancellation number.
You mean I got to give you my bank account again?
No.
Oh. What do I need to give you?
Nothing. I'll have to give you this time.
Okay.
They need to turn some heat on in here.
What?
Here you go, ma'am. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Okay.
C as in cat. 262-655-381.
Now, what do I have to do?
All you have to do is wait 6 to 7 business days and your refund will be back into your account.
6 to 7 days. Okay. If I don't get it within that 7th day, I'm going to a lawyer and I'm going to try to sue somebody for this.
Yes, ma'am.
It's ridiculous when nobody don't tell you nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.